after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy, and I was waiting for somebody else to go, welcome to Jeff's Chicken's house. Yeah, my name's Big Timmy. Oh, that's it. I've lost it now.
The show's
over. I hope you enjoyed it.
Joining me this week is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
And Jazz Chicken.
All right.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while
since we've all been together. Lots of stuff happened. I got really sick last week because, you know, I just thought it's been a couple of weeks since I've been ill. Might as well get really sick. So had a COVID-y thing that wasn't COVID, but it felt like COVID. But it wasn't COVID, as far as I'm aware.
Sorry, we have a cat that's ratching at the moment.
I just bopped his nose. Right. So. I've been in and out of consciousness, really. Not entirely sure what's going on. And that's why you've had a few missed episodes. So apologies for that, guys. I'm sure you'll forgive me. If not, then it's pretty awkward. I mean, I don't know how we're going to continue, really, if you don't forgive me. So you might as well just do it now, preemptively. We haven't spoken to the audience hasn't heard from you in a while. Dave, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, they might have heard of me if they've been watching Twitch and Jess Chicken, but I'm all right. I've been planning a giveaway for this weekend on Saturday and Sunday at 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. both days. And the theme is the good, the bad, and the ugly, which means I'm playing good games, bad games, and ugly games.
Speaking of ugly, I'll be with you on the Saturday.
You will be.
Being so handsome.
Good, I should hope so.
I was saying that Tanya was about to punch me.
I know. You know you too well, Tim.
Can't be slightly self-deprecating without being abused.
That Saturday, you can expect both of us. We're playing the new Shredders, the new Turtles Shredders Revenge game, and there's a moment where I'm doing a don't laugh challenge thing. If I laugh, Tim throws a pie in my face.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a cream pie.
Multiple cream pies in the face.
Is it going to be actually cream or
shaving
cream, because it doesn't stink when it dries.
Also, Dave.
True, that's true.
Dave prefers the taste of shaving cream.
I love chemicals.
It's just so good for him. Just like Mummy used to make. So did you, the big question that's, I'm sure, on everybody's minds, did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, I mean, we spent around yours, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. But I wanted to make sure that you, I thought if I did it on recording, then you couldn't say, no, it was terrible, I had an awful time.
I mean, I can.
There'd be evidence about you, and then I wouldn't feel bad. So I thought, well, if I ask in front of an audience, then at least I can sort of feel a little good about it. Yeah, we had a great time. Dave did a lovely little D&D story.
That was great. I loved it. We got nowhere. It was great. I loved it.
We got nowhere, but there were a lot of fans of the event. So what else can you say? What else can you say? Everyone had a good time. So has anyone been playing any games recently that they've enjoyed or anything before we get into the meat of the meatiness of the podcast?
I mean, well, on stream, I'm doing a Souls-like marathon, which means I'm starting currently with the original Demon Souls on PS3. Now that I'm much better at playing those games, I'm having such a much easier time with it now than when it first came out. But it also means I'll be playing Dark Souls and Sekiro and all the other stuff in the future. I've completed the Spyro trilogy. The 1, 2, and 3, the reignited ones, so the remastered versions. And then I completed Season of Flame, which was on Game Boy Advance, and I'm thankful I have, because I hated it.
Oh, nice.
Season of Flame's the next one. I knew graphically wouldn't be anything special, it's the Game Boy Advance after all, but the main thing that really bugged me was the perspective of everything. You couldn't tell if a platform was the same level, if it was lower, or if it was higher. And every stage had millions of death jumps in it. So you had to jump a gap to get to a platform, but you had no idea if the platform, like if you were even going to make it or not. You just had to jump and hope for the best.
Oh.
So wow. You would consistently die because of that, not because of like enemies or anything. So eventually I got so fed up that I just started doing like save states and saving and reloading. I was like, this is winding me up now.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm gonna go over here, and then you fly and you go underneath the platform. You're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm not. fine.
You decided to go another way. Well, I played Eastwood.
Yeah, that was really good.
I played it from, it was a game I got for my birthday, and it's like a sort of action RPG, very story-driven, very, very beautiful artwork and music, and the entire package was just great. And
yeah, I want to play it.
I've got to say, if you do get a chance, you should give it a go. It's, yeah,
from what I've seen, it's amazing.
It's available on, I think, most consoles and NPC. So if you really want, you can just check it out on, add it to your Steam wish list, and then wait 2 weeks and it'll probably be on sale for 99 pence, because that's what they do on Steam. Most of the time, at least. I don't know, maybe Eastwood wouldn't go on sale. I can imagine now that I've said that, it'll never go on sale. But
it immediately becomes free.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the funny thing was is that I actually ordered a Japanese version because I wanted a physical cartridge, because I prefer to have a game physically if I can. And my birthday approached, they announced that they were doing an English version, and it came with a board game. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I want
the board game.
I've got the Japanese version. Yeah, so there is an opportunity for me to buy the... I could just waste money and buy the English version and just have all these collector's editions of Eastwood, but I probably won't. Because, you know, I'm smarter than that, I guess. Maybe. Probably not. So I also got Ukulele as well.
Yes, you did,
the Impossible Lair. So I've been playing that recently. It's very good. It's like a Donkey Kong Country-style platformer.
Oh, you've been learning Donkey Kong on the ukulele.
That yes. Would be awesome.
That's my next step.
That would be awesome.
It's the next step in my plan to sort of take over the...
Yeah, pretty boring tune. It's just...
That'd be amazing if I could. I mean...
That would be amazing.
I'd never leave the house.
No.
Doom, boom, 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 boom. And I sort of make that waka 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 waka.
That's Pac-Man.
Hmm?
That's Pac-Man.
No, Mario's shoes. When he's walking, he goes, it's like, ew, 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 ew.
Oh, okay.
He's got squeaky shoes squeaky for some shoes, reason.
Yeah.
He split Pac-Man in half and you will wears him as shoes.
Oh, God. Yeah, so I did notice as well, like, this month, there's a lot of, like, very nice-looking games coming out and all this sort of thing, and I was just thinking, blimey, this is... It's getting too much now. We need to slow down with releasing of things. There is a lot of rubbish out there as well. I think I looked at the Switch Online store and there were so many visual novels and like weird over sexualized characters mm-hmm. games and I was
mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Do you think it looks well the thumbnail looks great, like, oh, that looks really cool, and then you go flip through the pictures, you're like, boobs, boobs, yeah, boobs, oh, boobs, cool, nice boobs.
Yeah, so
if you're looking for like maybe one of the worst games on PlayStation 4, just look for Spectre Woods. That's I haven't played it yet. I will be playing that on the weekend, but I can tell right away just by looking at it that it's terrible. And the game is worth 20p, but I got it on a half price sale, so I got it for 10p.
Wow!
Ever the bargain.
It should be free. It shouldn't even be. I shouldn't have to buy it.
Isn't that on Switch? Have a nice suspense. We saw that and seen that on Switch. Or is it just Spectre on Switch? Did we see?
I don't know. I'll have to have a look.
Okay. I'm sure it might be on the Switch as well.
If it's a game that looks like it was made on MS Paint, then maybe.
Yeah, we'll have a look. Yeah. So, I think we should now move into the next segment of the podcast. Now that we've caught up. Oh, actually, you're all right, aren't you, Tanya?
Yeah, thanks. I'm right.
Thought I'd just check. Just make sure. Do you have anything to add to that section, or are you ready to move on?
We're ready to move on.
So we've all got things to talk about. I've got one thing first that I want to mention I found very, very weird, if I'm honest. Apparently there's a new trend going around where teenagers are dressing in suits and then going to watch the new Minions movie.
Oh, yes, there is, yes.
And they're calling themselves Gentle Minions.
Yes.
And it started off with some kids in Australia. They did it just because they had, like, they'd gone to their prom and then they were like, we've got these suits, what should we do with them? I know, let's go and see the Minions movie. Not entirely sure why those two things went hand in hand. They posted it on TikTok and naturally everyone was like, oh my God, this is the new craze. So that was a thing.
Yeah, it's already happened at the Dome.
It's happened at a few places in worldwide and apparently Universal actually recognized it. They said, we see you, we love you. Which was a big mistake because then more people were like, attention.
Yeah.
So they're now screaming out things like banana and stuff like that. Sorry, Milo is slowly killing himself. He's going absolutely nuts at the moment for some reason. He's probably excited to go and see the Minions movie. But yeah, so they've basically been like going in there and screaming things like banana and like minion quotes.
I mean, at least they're not eating like freaking... I don't know, aerial tablets, like washing up tablets and licking toilet seats and that sort of stuff.
That is true.
Apparently it's already causing a couple of issues because one person dropped her kid off at the cinema with some friends and one of them was wearing like a fairly smart shirt and they were banned from the cinema because of this craze. And then a few people have had to explain to their children who are in tears, like, oh, these people are just like mad or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, parents are going, think of the children.
I'm guessing this is in America.
It's worldwide.
It's okay. Already happened at the Dome, where on the seafront.
Yeah, they're banning gentle minions from.
Yeah. It's been on the...
It's even been mentioned at my place of work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which, you know... You know it's serious when they're talking about it.
So if you unfortunately just legitimately look like a minion, just don't bother going to the cinema.
I think if you look like a minion, you're fine.
If you look like you're in smart clothing, then you're not fine.
Yeah, it's if you're in a suit, basically, which I don't get. I really don't understand. But
yeah, if you're a kid in a smart clothing.
Yeah, don't wear smart clothing when you go to see the minions. That's the big takeaway from this. Try not to dress up in a suit. So that was my first story. Who would like to go next? Or who'd like to...
I'll go next.
Yeah?
Have you heard of the new outrage that's happening at the moment in superstores?
No.
Especially, I know Lidl and Aldi's are doing it. Also, Asda. They are putting security tags on cheese and butter because it's gone right up and to the from about £4 per kilo of butter to about £7 to £9.
Wow.
That's expensive butter.
I know, exactly. And that's Lurpak for you, that is.
So Lurpak is like
the new
gold.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you want to invest in the future, buy packs of Lurpak.
Yeah.
You can do that in your suits when you're going to see the Minions movie.
Shout banana.
Yeah,
shout butter instead of... Isn't that weird? Like you go in for Lurpak and it's like £9
a tub. For the big tubs as well.
You have to ask behind the counter to get it. Have you got ID?
That's it. It probably will be soon.
It's madness. It's the state. The world is slowly decaying into just like complete chaos, and it's we the people that are suffering with our lack of Lurpak.
So I don't know if it's all butters going up, but that's the one that's
the Lurpak is. So
Lurpak is definitely one.
I think I saw something about this before, and it was online, and someone was saying like I think Aldi was saying like, well, our own brand stuff is still.
Yeah.
Like £3, so you could just go for that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the brand. Maybe people think that small man's going to come out and start playing trombone. That used to be the advert for it. It was like, aww. Like, I'd buy it if that guy was there.
Absolutely.
It'd be quite creepy though.
I'd be very ill, but I wouldn't care.
When you're just eating it and going like, I don't care, the little man's there.
Yeah.
He ends up coming home with you until you finish the butter.
Yeah.
He's eating it.
He follows you everywhere.
Yeah. Like with his little trombone. That used to stick with me there. I used to fucking love that advert. Speaking of advertisements.
Speaking of advertisements.
That's a good excess, you know.
Speaking of
advertisements. I'll tell you what, my Segway game fucking through the roof.
You viewers who watch TV in comparison to watching YouTube and All Four and God knows what else. It seems TV, they have their normal adverts, although it's a bit too much of a song and dance, but I haven't watched proper TV in a long time. You ever find that there are adverts that now just piss you off?
Yes.
And it's swear that the producers and the directors just think, oh, yeah, that'll do. People will love it. It's like, no. No, please stop. Like YouTube at the moment, lately, all the adverts I seem to keep finding. I mean, you get the odd one that's a little different and some that are like, please don't skip. And then you skip.
Yeah.
No, just, don't skip my family. Skip.
I need to tell you about something unimportant, Skip. But there's one that always starts with like your shower gel shit, and then he stands there like, yeah, I said it. It's like your women hate shower gel. Ugh, how can you do that to your body and your balls? Your balls hate you because you're using shower gel. You should use bars of soap. And then it shows a zoomed in close up of a silicone boob squeezing out shower gel out the nipple. And I'm like, what? I don't know about, I mean, I'm not an expert in this kind of situation. So maybe, Tanya, you might be able to enlighten us. But shower gel doesn't come out of your boobs, does it?
I don't think so, unless I have very unique boobs, but I don't think so.
Could you imagine if you did? You'd be like, this is great. We don't have to buy shower gel
yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
It's like a clip of footage that lasts maybe a second. And I guess YouTube just didn't notice because they normally don't like anything with nudity or whatever, but they're happy to show that around to everyone. I'm like, why do you think that will help sell soap? And it's just shower gel. What's wrong with it? I don't get it. It's like, oh, it's such harsh chemicals. I mean, soap is a chemical. What?
Yeah, and it's so weird that they go to extreme. I can see what they're probably going to extreme length because there's bound to be somebody out there that's like, oh my god, like that's totally aimed at me. Ooh.
Oh, my poor balls.
I better rub them better with cheese grater.
On all four, there's thankfully one is kind of stopped going on now because that was annoying me. All four love the singing in every advert, it seems. There's always a song in all their freaking adverts. Everything's a song and dance. And there's this one at the moment that it's just, to me, I guess, I don't know, from acting background, I just look at it and go, this is dumb. What? It's about food. It's Hellmann's mayonnaise. And they're saying that, oh, if you add mayonnaise to your food, it makes it so much better. But they're making a song and dance about, oh, they open a fridge and there's nothing in there. It's like, oh, I've got nothing to make. And then they're like, oh, hang on, I've got an idea. And then they start singing like, oh, turning nothing into something. And they show you the food when they've added the mayonnaise. And the food is like sandwich, tomato, avocados, lettuce, and all that. I mean, that's not nothing. You don't need the mayonnaise to make it something. The next one's like pasta with sauce and herbs and stuff thrown in, and I'm like, again, that's not nothing. You don't need to add mayonnaise to that. And there's like another one, it's like rice or something, this big curry or what, I don't know what. It's just, it's something and they're adding mayonnaise to it to turn it into something. It's like, it's already something. Why are you saying it's nothing? Have you ever made stuff out of nothing? It's normally really scarce and you like barely made anything.
You can sort of see the ad team just been like, we need to sort of sell mayonnaise. How would you put mayonnaise on? I don't know. Curry, sandwich, baby. Just put it on loads of stuff and then be like, oh, we've turned nothing into something. It seems really weird. Why would you be putting mayonnaise on curry?
Curry, like, yeah, that's just odd.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
But it's like, if you have one thing, that's like nothing. So if you just have pasta, it's something, but it's still like,
but even in that situation where you've just got pasta, right, mayonnaise is your first call, like port of call. Like I don't know.
It's not gonna turn that nothing into something.
Yeah, it's no. Just gonna be like, oh, what have you got for dinner? Pasta and mayonnaise. Oh, the people would just look at you like, oh, you're what, mental.
Like a pasta salad type thing?
No, just pasta and mayonnaise.
Pasta mayonnaise.
I dipped my pasta bow ties in mayonnaise.
That's it, exactly. But they've got sounds of it, like two or three more ingredients on top of that. That's already something.
Yeah, if you've got like, you know, some peppers and some sweet corn, you can make a pasta salad with a bit of mayonnaise. That's something.
Yeah.
But you've got a lot of ingredients to get to that point.
Exactly.
Like, I can't imagine just being like, here's a curry, stick some mayonnaise on it. Like, what?
No, thank you.
There's another one that it's constantly played, which is why it's grating on me. When I first saw it a couple of times, fine, whatever. But now it's just, okay, all four, can you stop? Please have some variety in your adverts, or at least advertise stuff that's on all four, you know, maybe that. But they advertise stuff that's on Disney Plus and on Netflix, but not really what's on their own platform, which is bizarre to me. But there's this one where this woman opens a fridge And goes to, I guess, make a sandwich or something, but there's like a tiny drag queen in the fridge.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, oh, you've made like triangle sandwiches. You are the picnic queen.
Yes.
Time and for apple orange martini. Yes. You know what I mean? And then at the end, it's like, it's funky time. I'm like, oh, if I hear it, it's funky time one more time, I'm going to claw my face off.
Yeah, that's all over Facebook adverts as well. That one.
What does it actually advertise in?
Like a martinis. Pim's thing?
Yeah. Bring back Pim's O'Clock. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, like one of those, you know, like Jack Daniels in the kit.
Oh, like a can of Pimm's.
Yeah, like type thing. I don't know if it is for Pimm's, but it's of those. Yeah, like sorts of
mix
things.
It with this, and you got a martini. Boom.
That's basically. Basically.
Here's a tiny drag queen.
Yeah, in your fridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if there is one thing that we could all do with is a tiny drag queen in our fridges, but. Not
it would
if
make your life fun, then, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's something. Like, you having mayonnaise and pasta again, you sad fuck. And it's like, oh.
I think mine would be disappointed because I wouldn't listen to the song. I just open it and they'll start singing. I grab it and then close the door. And I'm like, uh-oh. I worked on that one all night.
Come back, Dave. I really need you to hear my song. And you're like, no.
No.
Fuck off. Yeah. I have this problem when we go to the cinema because every time, like, it used to be at independent cinemas only, but then the big chains got this idea of, like, we can charge them, like, an extortionate amount and put adverts on.
Yeah.
And so it's these car adverts where it's like...
Car adverts are the worst.
It doesn't have anything to do with the car. Nope. There'll be like, there's one where it's a forest and there's lasers.
Just the lights, yes.
Yeah.
That is my worst.
And this guy's there with a beard and he's just like, I'm watching these lasers in the forest. And then it's like, the new car will make you creative.
That one keeps coming up on all four as well. I think all it's doing, because they show a brief moment of this red orb thing which rotates in the car. I'm wondering if that's all they're saying. Oh, buy this car because there's this ball that turns around.
Yeah, you've got like, a red orb in there.
Is what?
And it doesn't tell you exactly what this red orb does at all in any way. It just says, here it is.
It will shoot lasers all around your car so you get blinded.
You can go in the forest and look at it. Look at this. This guy's doing it. He looks happy, doesn't he?
It's like perfume adverts. None of them make any sense.
Oh no.
I can't. I literally... There's two things that enrage me within adverts.
I'm an anorexic person in a dress, and oh, I'm climbing an apple, and oh, there's the chocolate man, and a big pigeon, and oh, buy perfume.
Yeah.
What?
For me, it's perfume adverts and car adverts. I can't fucking stand them. And it just makes me, I can feel the rage building up inside me. And I know what's coming. I know it's just going to be like, you know, Laboratoire Garnier or whatever. Or like, blut or or somebody going like, oh, there's a car advert where it goes, oh, you can have the creativity if you buy this car. So what do you mean? Like you'll become, all of a sudden you'll buy this fucking electric car and you'll be like, oh, now I'm creative.
That you just reminded me of. I think it's another car advert, actually. It's basically the whole footage is just this car driving around to different areas around the world. But I swear the director must have listened to this possible speech in, I don't know, the 50s or 60s and thought it was really profound. But maybe it's just me, but listening to it, he just sounds dumb because he starts off going like, what if we had the power to dream whatever we wanted to dream? And instantly my brain went, we do. What are you talking about? Everyone can dream whatever the hell they want to dream. And then he's like, oh, I suppose you dream about, you know, having your mortgage paid off and all this and, you know, going wherever you want to go and having happy times. And then at the end of it all, you realize that it's not a dream. You're like, so then we're depressed. What? What? And they make it out to be so profound. I'm like, this is a dumb speech.
So he's like, wouldn't it be amazing if we could go outside and see trees? It's like, you can. He's like, yeah. What?
Well, isn't it amazing if we had the ability to imagine things? I mean, we do. And then at the end of it, you're back to reality again. You're like, well done.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just the way, I think the thing that really annoys me is the way it's trying to be like, look how great this is and how arty we are. And you're like, you're not great. You're not arty. You're,
buy this.
This is fucking stupid.
Yeah. It's so profound.
Yeah. Buy this fucking Land Rover.
Have you ever dreamed about owning a car? Well, now you can. Loads of people have cars.
I'd love it if they did it about like sandwiches or something. Like, have you ever dreamed of having a sandwich? Go to the sandwich shop now and buy it. But the worst thing is, it's like, I remember seeing there's a McDonald's advert where it's just like, you know, we're there for you. And it's like, no, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're not there.
You're there to get fat.
It's like these people going, oh, these old people, they go out for a walk and then they go to McDonald's and have a coffee and they're like, oh, it's so great, isn't it? It's like, no, it's not. It's not great. It's terrible. Go to a real cafe.
I've seen them lately advertising like an Italian burger thing and it just looks like a regular burger, but the bun is different.
Yes.
it tends to be what they do.
I'm like, what's different about this?
The bun.
The last time that we went to McDonald's, because we actually went together, Tanya. It was like a double Big Mac.
Yes.
And I had that, and it was one of the worst things I've ever put in my body. It was just so like crap.
I literally can't have McDonald's anymore. I mean, when I taste it, it tastes meh, but my body, it wants to go into a cardiac arrest or something. It wants to kill me the moment it goes into my body. I'm like, oh, I can't eat this anymore.
the worst thing I always have is that I go to other places, like smaller businesses, and the food's always nice. The staff are always like really friendly and stuff. And I'm like I go to McDonald's and it's just terrible food. I've worked there. You're not having a good time as a staff member. Everyone's just treating you like shit. And then you're sort of like, well, I'm not going to be nice to people. So everyone's just fucking miserable. Everything tastes like crap. And you're just like, I'd rather go somewhere else. Like, we found this little vegan place in Worthing.
Yeah.
They do like free from stuff and like vegan stuff. And it's everything tasted great.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Tanya got to have pancakes.
Pancakes!
I got husband points.
You did your husband points.
And, you know, everything turned out like, you know, thumbs up sort of thing. If I'd have taken you to McDonald's, you would have literally just been like, we would be having an argument, we'd be on the way home, and you would just push me into the road.
The worst bit, I'll be standing there going, you know, the only thing I can eat in this place is the chicken nuggets.
Or hash browns.
And hash browns and chips.
You can just have hash browns and chips for breakfast. She's looking at me. She knows it's a joke. She's looking at me as if I've just like become the new Hitler. She's like, oh my God, you absolute bastard.
Well, you have, though, haven't you?
I mean, yeah. Chips and hash browns.
Chips and hash browns, yeah.
You're growing. You have the moustache.
I've got a story for you. A news story.
Oh, a news story. We like news stories.
I thought, what better way to close off the first episode sort of back as a full team by talking about one of my favourite things. Mayor marries alligator wearing white wedding dress in historic ritual.
What?
A historic ritual?
Yes.
People did this years ago.
People have been doing this for years. So,
right.
Yep. And unfortunately, they've sort of like, they've like taped up the crocodile's mouth so it can't bite the husband's.
They don't even give him the opportunity to say no.
I know. It's terrible. So,
do you take this man?
this is from the Metro. Cyber Jackson. The mayor of a small fishing village in Mexico hopes his new bride will croc his world after tying the knot with an alligator wearing a white wedding dress. So, basically...
Where do they go on their honeymoon?
Yeah. So did he actually marry the alligator, or did he marry someone else, but the alligator was there?
No, he married the alligator.
Because okay. The way that sounded like, he sounded like the alligator was like a gift.
No, he was the priest. Bride, his new bride's going to croc his world.
Okay.
I do.
That would be amazing. Like this alligator, the hire it out for weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
Victor Hugo Sosa and his cold-blooded companion sealed their marriage with a kiss as part of a centuries-old ritual to secure nature's abundance in San Pedro Hulomoa. So, basically, they marry an animal. It's usually a crocodile, but sometimes it's... I couldn't actually work out what it was. It said something else. Let me try and find it, because I was there just like, what is that animal? A caiman.
Oh, a caiman crocodile.
An alligator or caiman. So a caiman crocodile.
Yeah, it's the name of
a type of crocodile. Yeah. Okay. So it's either an alligator. They either marry a crocodile or an alligator, yeah. Basically. Like, they're the two options. So if you're the mayor, you're like, right, which one do I prefer? Which one's knobblier?
Crocodile Tinder.
Yeah, he's swiping left and right. Nah. So this is a bit creepy as well. The 7-year-old reptile, she's only 7. He's married a 7-year-old. I think that's wrong. Referred to as the name of the crocodile as well is Little Princess.
Nice.
Or alligator, sorry. Nice. She's believed to be a deity representing Mother Earth, and the marriage is said to symbolize the joining of human with the divine. It's I like this bit. The ritual is thought to date back centuries to pre-Hispanic times. So I reckon it's just they were like, should we see if, like, this guy's really desperate for PR. Let's just see if he'll marry an alligator.
How far can we push it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you've got to fuck it as well.
Do you think he could probably boast that he married a dinosaur? Because aren't they like closely related to dinosaurs in prehistoric times?
Yeah, pretty much. They could even have been like, marry this chicken. It's a velociraptor.
Maybe the conspiracies of lizard people are true.
They will be now. They'll be having, if they have kids, then there will be lizard people.
Yeah.
So, the ritual swords date back centuries to pre-Hispanic times among the Cholontal and Huav indigenous communities in Oaxaca State, southwest Mexico. They played traditional music, which, I mean, I would have played something a bit more modern, really. I'd have had some, like...
Right, cheeky girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm marrying an alligator, I'm going full out.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's my day.
Yeah. Billy Piper, because I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'll be playing. Because I want to. We asked nature for enough rain, for enough food, and that we have fish in the river, Sosa said. Oaxaca is home to many indigenous groups who are determined to preserve their languages and traditions. The ritual in San Pedro Humalama also acknowledges Catholic spirituality, involves dressing the alligator or caiman in white wedding dress. So that's how they honour the sort of Catholic side of their faith, is by putting the animal in a wedding dress.
Nice.
Which I'm sort of like, I don't know if that's in the Bible. Like,
again, against its will.
Yeah, that's probably more in the Bible. do it against its will. The locals carried the bride in their arms through the village streets as men fanned it with their hats. It gives me so much happiness and makes me proud of my roots, said Ella Edith Aguiar, also known as the godmother who organized the wedding. It's a very beautiful tradition. She described feeling privileged to carry out the ceremony and admitting spending a lot of time choosing the bride's outfit. So there you have it. They married this alligator princess. There's a picture of her as well in a little pink frock as well.
She's tiny.
She's quite tiny. They've elastic banded her face up so she couldn't bite her husband's face. I guess they consummated the marriage because I'm sure that's a part
of life. Yep, totally.
Well, it's a part of the Christian tradition. That's so true. You know, that's what they gotta do. They've got to consummate the marriage before God's eyes. So I find it so weird.
God's that, just like, stop doing this. I can see everything. Stop it.
it's the
I
fact
that I
don't
want to watch this. This is private.
I'd love it if it's just like, as well, there's like a king in the area and he's like, I get prima nocta rights.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I'm marrying this alligator. He's like, you can keep it. I won't sleep with it before you marry it. That's fine. Yeah. So I guess my question to you, Dave, is would you look, we're worried about the harvest, the relationship that we have with nature nowadays. Would you marry an alligator?
No.
Okay, in that case, the earth is doomed. So,
doomed!
I guess that's
now, badgers? Oh, now badgers.
Oh, look at those badgers.
Badger.
I'll get in a burrow.
Oh, look at that little tail. Whoa. Wiggle it, love, wiggle it. I think that's all we've got time for. we got to the alligator story.
Yes,
that was my main mission.
Woohoo!
So thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on twitch.tv, especially on Saturday, which will be tomorrow if you're listening to this on the Friday. If you're listening to it in the future after the seventh.
No, sorry.
After the ninth.
Or tenth.
Then sorry, you missed it.
Yeah.
that's all I can only say, really sorry. If you have any adverts that piss you off or anything, why not share a link on the Big Timmy's House pages and I'll give you a shout out next episode.
Yeah.
Or the next podcast episode, and we'll see how if you guys get pissed off by car adverts as much as
we
I do.
Yeah
so thank you for joining me this week, Tanya and Dave.
You're welcome.
And I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm a martini.
Before we go, there's another advert that pisses me off. I just thought about this. So I don't know if you've seen it, right? It's always coming up on YouTube at the moment, and it's just this woman, and she's got her like phone. She goes, "Aha!" They're all these people are on their phones at this dinner table, and this woman goes, "Ha, Google, what's this song?" Da 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 da. And then it's like it goes, "Everybody," it's like Backstreet Boys.
Oh yeah.
And it fucking annoys me. So every time I see it, I pick up my phone and I go, okay, Google, what's this song? And it came up with three songs earlier. And I don't know.
Well, you just gotta kind of think, if you had the power to dream whatever you wanted to dream,
would you dream of the Backstreet Boys? Or would you dream of Big Timmy's house?
Woohoo!
Do, 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 do,
I suppose
do.
When you stop dreaming, you'll realize that you wasted a huge chunk of your day.
Just get out of my house. Bye. Sorry, I couldn't believe I forgot that. It's been pissing me off all week.
Bye.